Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Whether you believe it or not, Australia is probably one of the best placed countries during a pandemic, because if you've really had enough of like all the stuff that's happening in the media and everything else, you can just basically get away in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, you heard about those guys yesterday that went camping up in the snowies and came down from the mountains and went, oh, hang on, we can't get back into Victoria anymore.
Exactly right.
It happens.
And one of the most remote places, one of the most remote states in the country is definitely the Northern Territory. You could just go there, get lost and never be seen ever again.
That's why they call it the Never Never.
Exactly right. I'd probably never, never go there, though, when it comes to getting close to the waters. You're always seeing reports about crocodiles.
They are a menace up there, sure.
People almost have them on leashes down the main street.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is in Northern Territory. So
that's the people that could be bothered walking their crocs.
You can always
hire a croc walker. They like have big packs of crocs going to the street.
Yeah, they're the domesticated crocs. There's also lots of free-range ones that are out in the wild. So
that's why everyone drinks so much in the territory. Like, I would be too if my life was constantly under threat from a giant reptile slithering around.
And
in
imagine
the water.
That. You'd get the stranger at the pub telling a story and be like, oh, please, I've heard this one before. I had this same thing earlier on this morning.
Yeah.
The two men were out in the mangroves doing a bit of crab fishing, you could say, in Darwin on some of the remote waters there. And all of a sudden, when they're doing a bit of crab fishing out of the mangroves, they hear some noises. They're like, is this a crocodile? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's not a man in underwear flying in the sky. It's a man without underwear.
Oh, okay.
A man just creeping around the bushes. We're like, okay, this is a bit strange. What's happening?
All of a sudden,
they see a naked man come out of the mangroves.
Right, okay.
Very strange situation. Turns out he'd been there for a couple of days just floating around the mangroves.
Right. Is there a nude beach nearby?
I don't think so. No nude beaches nearby whatsoever. This is a very strange story. This 40-year-old man had been on the run, though, for a couple of days. He was a fugitive.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
On the run from the law.
Yeah, these two fishermen obviously knew nothing about this. They're in the middle of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, you just hear this voice saying, can you call an ambulance for me? It's like, why? What's happened? What is this?
Wow.
Naked man.
Okay, so he's a fugitive. Why does he have no clothes on?
That's the first question I wanted to ask. It's like he'd been on the run for a couple of days, and it's like he'd been spotted at multiple places. Did he have clothes by then? At what point did he lose his clothes? Did he lose them straight away so no one would touch him? Because I wouldn't want to tackle a naked man if I saw someone. I'd be like,
sure,
oh, so you can just keep going about your business.
Unless police released a description of him and they went, oh, he's wearing jeans and like a brown T-shirt. And he went, well, I'll show you. No one will be looking for a naked guy.
Yeah. And they're in that much of a remote area that obviously, you know, tagging a fish would be something that would be pretty rare out there. So he took his own tag off. Turns out he had an ankle bracelet on, managed to get rid of that while he was on the run.
Okay.
And being, you know, pure Australians, these two guys, first thing they did, I think, was offer him a beer. And there's photos of them offering this guy a beer and giving him some pants to put on as well.
I was going to say, pants are the priority for me. If I'm naked in the mangroves in Darwin, like, I'd be like, forget the beer, give me some underwear.
Yeah, so basically, like, they're just like, the first thing they said to him is like, where the hell have you been, mate? You know, what's going on? And he's like, oh, can you just call an ambulance for me? Turns out he'd been surviving off eating snails for a couple of days while he was in there.
God.
sounds pretty traumatic. You almost feel sorry for him. Obviously, I don't know what the background is as to why this guy was on the run, but it's like, hasn't he like suffered enough, as it almost turns out? But yeah, it turns out he's a bit of a wanted man as well, though. So he's committed a couple of further offences while he was around for those few days, apart from the things he had the ankle bracelet for as well.
Mm.
But pretty lucky to be found somewhere like that in the middle of nowhere. He's probably just lucky that these two guys found him. And, you know, not this guy that would have found him in the bush.
Have a look at this little beauty. Beautiful specimen. Look at that.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, mate, I know. No, can you just please call an ambulance?
Stop staring.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Yesterday I was talking about my mum. Went to, you know, stay with her over Christmas. And when we were having dinner, she was talking with her mouth full, which is something she always told us kids about. When we were at the dinner table growing up, it's a bad habit, talking with your mouth full of food. Other bad habits that we're into, Hutsy used to bang his head a lot when he was a kid.
Why not? And
just
the fringe.
Bobbing his head.
Fringe as well. I used to always push the fringe to one side, like just over and over obsessively.
He was just living that Will Smith life. Nod your head like this, everybody. And for me, it was jigging, and I still do it to this day. People have to tell me to stop jigging my legs up and down.
What's he doing? He's dancing. No, he's just jigging.
They're like, do you have to go to the toilet or something? I'm like, no, I don't know why I do this. It's a common issue. We got Chris from Brogo on the phone, though. Hey, Chris, what's your bad habit, mate?
Biting my nail.
Yeah.
I always had, like, you know, no nails at the bit down to potential blood and, you know, ingrown fingernails, all that type of stuff. And then one day I just stopped. I think it was just because I got sick of hearing them.
And it was just fingernails, right, Chris? Yeah. You didn't switch to toenails or anything like that? Like,
nowhere near that flexible. Maybe okay. I might have, I don't know. I've got no way to say for sure, but let's say no.
Okay, well, you're one of the people that spat them on the floor at home as well when no one was around. All of a sudden, your family's walking around going, oh, Chris, you've got me again.
No, I'll say that was my brother.
And how did you manage to break the habit, Chris?
Yeah, what's the secret?
Did you just go cold turkey or?
It's going to sound a little odd. From memory, I think it was I actually started filing my nails and they looked good. They looked tidy and they weren't getting caught on threads if you put your undies on and all that other stuff. So, and I don't know. Maybe I just drew out of it. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was nail manscaping. I got no idea, but yeah, I just remember I stopped one day.
Giving yourself some home manicures.
So most men get like the Lynx gift pack for Christmas. You're getting like the manicure set. You're getting the clippers and all the files and everything and the lacquer and
The emery boards and all that sort of stuff. And I've never looked back.
Good to hear.
Thanks, Chris. I was similar when I was a kid. I used to bite my nails, but then someone said you can get worms.
Worms
from biting your nails because I guess dirt gets under your fingernails when you're a kid.
I feel like when you're a kid, the fear of worms was just struck into you. You get worms for doing anything. You had ringworm, you had tapeworm, you had this worm. As an adult, it's like worms.
The worms are always out to get you.
Lots of other people have got a couple of habits they've commented on our Power FM Bega Bay Facebook page, including my sister, who says, kicking my brother. So she used to get in trouble for kicking me.
To stop you from banging your head?
Probably.
She's like, enough with the head banging.
Maybe. So she used to kick me. I used to punch her, apparently. And then Mum would always walk by and only see her playing up, and then she would be the one to get in trouble.
Sha-la-la-la.
It's not the way I remember it. And my mother actually left a comment saying her habit, shrugging her shoulders when asked a question. So maybe that was working in my favour when I was little or something like that. But one of the best comments is definitely something that must anger any household, doesn't matter what age you are, is when someone drinks something out of a bottle and leaves like about 2 or 3 centimetres and puts it back in the fridge.
Oh, that's like a double habit there, drinking out of the bottle. And then
they're rubbing it in.
Oh, yeah.
Look what I've just done. That's a beauty.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Kids.
Oh.
What's required to make them can be a lot of fun. But once those kids are there, you don't really get to enjoy that activity as much as you used to.
No, you can't send them back, unfortunately.
They're always in the house, in
just
your
around,
business.
Lurking.
That sort of thing.
Creeping.
It's hard for mums and dads to find some time to themselves and enjoy a bit of romance. And one lady, Jamie Beth Cohen, she's an author, and she recently wrote an article basically explaining how her and her husband have come up with a new solution to deal with this issue. Because for Jamie Beth, she said, like, prior to the pandemic, she preferred to be intimate with her hubby when the kids were out of the house.
Yeah.
And those occasions are pretty damn rare. It's like, what do you got to do? You got to wait for them to go to school or go to play with their friends.
Nana's
or
house.
Set off a bug bomb in the house and have sex with gas masks on. I mean, you're that desperate. But she said, you know, she was really afraid of the kids walking in on them while they were enjoying some special cuddles.
Does no one have doors that lock anymore?
She does. But I don't know if her kids are like, you know, can jimmy it with a credit card or something.
Paperclip.
I don't know, but she was paranoid about this. And then the pandemic hit.
Ooh.
So a few months into quarantine, obviously her and her hubby are getting really edgy. They haven't been able to enjoy each other's company, so to speak. And so they came to a decision that they were going to let the kids know when they were going to have sex.
I suppose that's a fair enough idea because it depends on the age of the kids. If I was a teenager in the house, my parents told me that I would get the hell out of the house straight away. I'd be like, I'm not coming back, maybe.
I'm moving out.
Yeah, goodbye.
I'm going.
That's it, you've
stayed onto the removalist, go and get a truck here right now.
Imagine the parents, like, for so many years I've been giving them the hint to move out. All we had to do was tell them we're about to have sex.
According to Jamie Beth, her and her husband told the kids that if the bedroom door is closed and the hallway fan is on, then that means please leave Mum and Dad alone. We are enjoying each other's
company. That's too much to remember. Can't you just like have like a sign in the middle of the hallway that's like a cardboard cutout saying do not pass or something?
Yeah.
Like Gandalf there or something? Or I don't know.
I'm like, what if it's a hot day and they're just walking down the hallway? It's like, well, the fans are on. You know, I'll see what Mum and Dad are up to. And how do you think the kids might have reacted when Jamie Beth and the husband told them this, Artie?
Not well.
Surprisingly, They had the opposite reaction. They giggled and they squirmed, according to her, but they left us alone.
Okay. How old were these kids?
They haven't said. She hasn't said in the article.
They'd have to be young enough to not completely, maybe not grasp the whole situation.
Because I'm thinking if my mum sat down and told me, okay, here's the signs to watch out for so you don't walk in on me and your father being intimate, I'd just be like, oh, okay. Mm. Thanks for the information, mum. Please excuse me a moment.
I've also drawn up this roster as well. So these are
it's color coded. Yeah. Apparently it works for the family. The kids, they're like, oh, you know, they sort of had a little chuckle at first and they're like, okay, that's cool. And Jamie and her husband are very happy. So that works for that family. But for me personally, I'm just happy to be the sausage. I don't need to see how the sausage was made. Okay, I'm just saying.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.